The first quarto of Romeo and Juliet was published in 1597, some 25 years before the folio. The title page doesn't list an author, and for years, many scholars thought a few actors from Shakespeare's company reconstructed the play poorly, from memory, hoping to make money by selling the script. That's one of the reasons it's sometimes called a bad quarto. However, the first quarto does include many really exciting stage directions, and the script is shorter. That's not so much because scenes are left out or characters are omitted, but simply because each scene has less lines than its corresponding scene in the first folio. All of this makes the script tight and focused and provides a really quickly paced play, which has led to arguments that this first quarto is a more theatrical, far less literary or poetic or rhetorical script. So some scholars say that it represents the play as it was acted. Perhaps the next time you attend a production, you might take a copy of the script with you, as some people did in the 19th century, to see what part of the text is being performed.